99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Steve Mix, Tara Daly from the Daily Mix Morning Show joining us. We'll sit and spin coming up with the 10 best rock songs about summer. But the first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Had a couple from our question. The vacation would have been great, then blank happened. What do we got here? Let's see. Hola, guys. My story is as follows. Honeymoon in Cabo was going great. Beautiful, all-inclusive resort. Swim-up bar, plenty of sun, lots of walking. Few days in, one knee started to hurt. The next day, it was covered in blisters. Called a doctor friend back in the States who started throwing around words like lupus. So we visited a doctor in Mexico, which felt more like a pharmacist. But when things didn't improve, we cut the trip short and just flew home. Back in the U.S., I had a biopsy on my knee. Turns out while I was sunbathing, I was squeezing fresh limes into my beer and wiping my fingers on my leg. The citrus juice reacted with the sun and gave me second-degree chemical burns.
Damn.
A condition called phototoxic dermatitis. And a sore knee was from walking. Lesson learned, sunshine plus citrus equals ouch. Turns out the Tecate wasn't the dangerous part. The garnish actually almost took me out.
Jesus.
Not from candy.
Makes sense, but I would have never thought about that.
Correct. I would not think lime juice on my knee is going to get me in trouble.
No, mm-hmm. No.
Back in 2011, my mom and I were on our way to Minnesota for a family reunion. We got as far as the motel in Liberal, Kansas, when I had a seizure. And my mom went into cardiac arrest.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Guys, just got back from Puerto Vallarta. There are signs posted along the boardwalk everywhere saying, beware of crocodiles.
I believe that, man.
They should have those.
They kind of had to put them up now.
The only problem is the way crocodiles attack, even if you know there's crocodiles, you're probably not going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like saying, beware of tigers if you walk in the jungle. Like, right, they're hiding and they're waiting to pounce.
Yeah. You've been down there, Miles. Most of the resorts have pools and stuff, too, right?
The one I swam in most of the time when I was back at the hotel. Trying to. It just rained the entire time.
Right. But, yeah, they got
so pools. The days that were sunny, we went to the beach. Because that's, you know, like, we'd been at the hotel property for those that many days. It was like, it wasn't that the pool was appealing. It was just like, we'd just been stuck there so long. It's like, it's time to get out and do something.
I got to check to see if Mazatlan has crocodiles, man. Because my kid, he loves to swim, but we always stay with the place with the pool. That is his one demand, right? And it's fine. But we're across the street from the beach. So last time we were there, it's not like that. Let's go down to the beach, just throw the football around and all that. I'm like, cool. If I had known there might be crocodiles, I'd be like, no, mm-hmm. We're not doing that, yep. Man.
Gentlemen, traveling with my boyfriend to his home country of Brazil. All was going great. Sightseeing, the food, the drink. We were even celebrating our second-year anniversary while there. A few days into the vacation, I unfortunately had to go to the hospital for a chronic issue. My boyfriend took me there, and we figured out the Brazilian hospital system together. We get back from the hospital only to learn that his grandmother had passed away.
Oh.
She was the one person I was most looking forward to meeting. He spoke very highly of her. Rock on, bitches, that from Alicia.
That kind of sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah.
Time for a couple birthday emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
See what we got here. Says, Ola Bichello's, today is my son Graham's 13th birthday. The kid has been through it all. I've been in the Army for 15 years, moved this kid all over the place. And the one constant is his optimism. And, of course, you guys. We've been listening together since I was stationed at JBLM back in 2015. So thank you for keeping us all going. Can he please get green beans, a little kid face sandwich, all the farts you got, maybe a bonus one if it's live from Thrill.
I wish I could, man.
And maybe some of Coach Ted talking him through how to deal with all the bullies. Thanks, gentlemen, and rock on and love you bitches. Cheers. That from Jamie, listening from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yes, sandwich.
All right, Graham, first of all, happy birthday. Second of all, sorry, dude. I don't know why. Everybody always bullies the new kid in school. Mm-hmm. So if you keep moving around, I can see why that happened. But also, generally, people bullying you, they're just unhappy about something in their life or something's got them sad or whatever. So I'd say, you just look at the next guy and go, what are you mad about? Or if not, if he pushes you, just punch him in the face.
In the nose specifically. It works. It works.
Bop him on the nose.
I don't want to do it.
Check
Doug Curry.
With dad.
Fourth grade. I'm talking about this one kid, Doug Curry. He's always in the gym locker room, right? That's when he'd always talk smacks or lockers are next to each other. And this went on for a couple of months. My father finally said, man, you need to punch him in the nose. The size difference between me and Doug Curry was tremendous. And I'm like, Dad, I don't know that that's a good idea. He said, listen, I don't care who it is. You punch him in the nose, he'll just stop bullying. I'm like, I don't know. So went on for about another week. And by the way, I love my father's all this tough advice. Ended this conversation with, don't tell your mother I said that. Anyway, fast forward, Doug Curry said what he had to say, punched him in the nose, never messed with me again.
Yeah.
It just didn't work because his eyes teared up, which at that age, everyone said he was crying. He was not crying, but your eyes are going to water when you get hit in the nose. But as far as everyone else's perception, I made him cry. Everybody left me alone, including
nice.
Doug.
Yeah, I had one that used to mess with me. Same thing. Finally stood up to him. Now, did he get the best of me? Yeah.
Did he mess with you again?
Never.
That's it.
Guys, on this special day, I sent out a message to a special lady. I stayed stuck working at a corner store way too long, but just long enough to meet her. Years later, I'm blessed to share this thing we call life. So I'm happy I got to work with you and that I picked you up at the corner store and that you said yes. Because today, I get to shout out to the world's happy birthday to the best wife ever. Thanks for allowing me to drive you crazy every day for the rest of your life. Here's to many more crazy adventures out and about or just staying in. So, Monica, happy birthday to the best wife I could ever ask for. Love you more than you know, and I still don't plan on changing that anytime soon. For the birthday greeting, how about something from Mickey and Goofy? That would be great, as she loves Disney.
Well, guys, of course she loves Disney. So what I want you to do is take a long look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, why does she like Disney? Well, we know, because she likes two-legged animals that look like dogs, perhaps a cow, and mice, which means you look kind of effed up.
First of all, I think it's really kind of you to take pity on that poor guy working in the corner store. But it sounds like he's moved up in life. Maybe it's about time to get you down to one of the parks. Have some fun. Huh?
And finally, for the birthdays.
For the record, my buddy worked at a liquor store by Georgetown University.
All right.
There was a girl who used to come in all the time. He was always kind of flirting with her. Finally asked her out. She says yes. They got married. They're still married. They got three kids.
Damn.
Yeah.
Liquor stores and corner stores, boys.
Yeah. Get after it.
I guess it works. All of which, I also want to give a birthday shout out to my favorite person known as myself. I'm a great father, an excellent softball coach. Oh. Shout out to the ISL League. An all-around great guy to know. Until the kid goes to bed, so I can enjoy a top-shelf whiskey, can I get Coach Ted with tips for getting back into the dating scene at 49 after 15 years out of the game? Miles with a few dad jokes and an Alan Thicke, that was fun. Hope all the rockaholics out there celebrate themselves just as much, because we all deserve it. Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
All right. Been out of the game for 15 years, so this decision, I would say a lot hinges on it. Or whatever app you want to use. Get on the apps. Start swiping, meet some people. Also, just talk to women in general, right? Confidence builds confidence.
It does.
Right? You don't have to hit on them all. Just get back out there and talk to them.
Just go to the corner store or liquor store.
Yeah, get a job at the corner store or the liquor store. That's all the best women are.
I dated a girl for a year that I talked to coming home from a grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's fun.
Was it?
It was fun.
Okay, good.
So, did she work there or you just bumped into her there?
Nah. She said, do you think I'm okay to park here? And I said, I think you are.
Am I okay to park there?
And then we kept talking, and then she was like, I think you might know one of my friends. And I said, okay, I think you're attractive. I wouldn't park there. You're going to get a ticket. I was just trying to be nice to you. But it worked.
Okay.
What?
Music is the...
That's fun.
That is great.
Music is the theme today on the dad jokes. Okay?
What is it?
It's all music.
Music jokes.
Music jokes.
All right. Take note.
Here's some dad music jokes. What do Eric Clapton and coffee have in common? What do Eric Clapton and coffee have in common?
I don't know.
They both suck without cream.
Oh, all right.
What do Trey Anastasio and tartar sauce have in common, Ted?
They both go good with fish?
They both suck without fish.
Oh.
I think there's a theme.
Did you hear Sting was kidnapped?
Did they call the police?
They have no lead. Why did Bob Seger take up chess?
Why did he take up chess?
Yeah. He's working on his night moves. And finally, Why did the farmer start a punk rock band? Why did the farmer start a punk rock band?
I don't know.
Was tired of Hall & Oates.
Okay.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
All right, Dakota at 5:08. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Psychology Today has an article that details how listening to nostalgia-evoking music has been linked with significant enhancements in memory.
Well, sure.
Yeah, you know, it unlocks your nostalgia. You start thinking about the old times when these songs were good to you.
Right. Remind you where you were when you heard the song.
Right. And again, it doesn't necessarily mean good songs from your childhood. It's just nostalgia-evoking.
Any song.
Right. There's a lot of songs that I didn't like at all. But
Barbara Streisand, for example.
But it takes you right back.
I have good memories. I still just hate her music.
Typically, it's just being in the car with your mom.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
I remember those, too. There was a handful of just oldie songs that I remember that it instantly puts me in the backseat of the van again.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember.
But yeah. They did a study on this?
Not so much. It was more of an article that was posted.
Okay.
That was
all right.
Detailing.
It was a step.
Nostalgia brings back memories. Huh.
It was always baseball. It's okay. Like when you're listening to the radio, you're listening to a baseball game or you're listening to a football game.
Yeah.
On Sunday, you turn the TV volume down, put the radio announcers on. Like, that's what Dad would do. Mom would just sing because she thought she could sing crappy songs in the car, but you had no control.
Nope.
Mom would not let you change the station.
My mom would listen to a little bit of everything. Yeah. A rocker chick.
Well, my problem is my mom would only listen to things that she wanted to sing.
Right.
Yeah.
Barbra Streisand, I was like, Bee Gees, Anita Baker. It was just all the time.
We used to watch football games. We would put on the radio broadcast and turn off the game volume on TV. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, you just can't.
Because they don't time up.
Right.
Yeah.
After tracking 31 Powerball winners for a decade, the so-called lottery curse was found to be far less common than popular myth claims.
Of course it was.
All right.
Right. So they found that there was, of those, I think it was like three of them just blew it.
But, I mean, that's such an individual thing. Like, there's no study needed. You know, you win money. What you choose to do with it, that's your own business.
Correct.
Like, and I won the lottery, I'm cursed. Like, no.
And different people do different things with that same
exactly,
money.
Depending on what walk of life they are.
Exactly.
I mean, you know people that if you got $1 million, they'd be dead in a year.
Correct.
Without a doubt.
They absolutely would. Right. Whereas others would take that million and turn it into 10 within that 10 years.
Yeah.
They'd be dead. Like, yeah.
If I were in my 20s and I won a million,
they might have a great year.
Yeah.
They'd have fun.
Seems extreme. They're dead.
Yeah. A lot of OD or something, man.
Okay, first of all, you're going to buy the fastest car you can. I know that guy.
Yeah.
Or the fastest motorcycle. So it's not necessarily all these other things.
And the best drugs.
Yeah.
Put it all, I'd be dead in a year. Not now, but in my 20s. Like, oh, man.
It just depends on when you win, where you are in life. Are you single? Are you married with children? Because you're going to take that money and do different things with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hand it to my children.
What was that one guy in Ohio who won he won some of the Powerball Mega Millions, whatever.
Yeah.
Ends up going to Florida, getting arrested down there.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps getting arrested. He's been arrested like four times.
Because he's stupid.
Everybody told everybody, I'm rich, I don't care. Arrest me.
They're like, we will.
And they did.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ted, what day is it, buddy? I only ask you because I know these two aren't celebrating it.
Tuesday?
Social Media Day. You're
right. Oh, all right.
Oh, great.
I don't have anything for a top 10 on that one. I just wanted to let you know. It's
Social Media Day?
Yeah, it's Social Media Day.
Okay.
And I've done my social medias for the day. I hate social media.
Isn't social media every day?
It doesn't. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is.
Do we have a National Watch TV Day?
That's you know when you're not on social media. Yeah.
I guarantee you there is. Hang on. National.
Well, it just seems silly. These people are on social media every day.
National Watch TV Day is held annually on my birthday, November 21st.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
All right.
There you go. All right.
Aren't you proud?
Calling off for the day, boys.
The lottery on that one.
It's my birthday, yeah, but more accurately, it's National Watch TV Day.
See, you didn't hit the lottery, but somehow, out of all those days, it lands on your birthday.
Landed on the right one.
Do you actually watch TV on your birthday?
Depends on what's on. There's a football game on. Right. I don't know. What you getting at, Ted?
I don't know. You're always doing something or working or driving somewhere. I'm just like,
never
do you get actually
it.
Sit down and watch TV on your birthday?
I get maybe a half hour's worth of TV.
Right.
Like, doggone it. Put your thinking caps on, Jess, time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I'm so tired. Okay, I give you guys a 60% chance of success on this one. Steve, you currently hold a 4-day record on the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter B. Let me finish the entire thing. To be this is to be deprived or robbed of something, or to lack something that you need, want, or expect. It's also used as a synonym of bereaved.
You said it's an adjective?
It's an adjective. Starts with the letter B. It's a synonym of bereaved, and to be this is to be deprived or robbed of something, or to lack something that you need, want, or expect.
Man, I got nothing on this one.
An elephant?
Nope. Ted, you got any guesses? Anything to throw out there?
Bamboozled?
Bamboozled. Steve, you got any final guesses?
Bereft.
By God, man, you got it.
Oh, right.
The word is bereft. Jesus.
Never even heard of that word.
Sure, it wasn't bamboozled.
It was not bamboozled.
Check it. Wow. Bereft is the word.
All right.
Hang on, let me put that on there. 5 days in a row, Steve.
Start calling him Steve the Thesaurus.
Steve Thesaurus?
The Thesaurus.
Thesaurus, like Steve Thesaurus, because it still spells.
He seemed to know English words.
Well, yeah.
Jesus.
Comes in handy in my day-to-day communications, brother.
Right, I just sound like I can't talk or read.
You know English words.
You know English words, good.
Yeah, it's my first language.
Thank you.
We're now getting started into ice cream month, so let's get some ice cream facts up in air.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this comes to us from innerbody.com, and it is every state's favorite ice cream flavor.
All right.
So there's obviously the big ones that I'll tackle here as we get to the bottom of the list. Real quick, your guys' votes, which do you think has the most states that has vanilla. This as their favorite?
Yeah,
Steve goes vanilla.
Tried and true, vanilla.
Vanilla. Ted?
I would pick vanilla, but it might be chocolate.
Okay. So we're going to start with the more, what do they call it, the more creative flavors. Very bottom of the list, Miles, your state of West Virginia.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's one of two things. It's either sherbet,
okay,
which is huge, like a creamsicle variety of the orange, or, I mean...
This feels incredibly seasonal.
Well, whenever I go home for Thanksgiving, it's always pumpkin ice cream.
You're absolutely right.
Is it pumpkin
ice cream?
Damn. Yeah.
Which sounds phenomenal.
No, that's all.
You never had pumpkin ice cream?
I think I had it one time this last year, and it was great.
Golly.
Yeah, my sister-in-law got me onto that years ago. I mean, it tastes like you're eating pumpkin pie.
Right.
It's so good.
I
remember when you first had it, because you're like thrilled, because we both like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And you had the ice cream. I was like, what? I don't think it had really been introduced yet. Went out, got a carton of that, and it was like, dude, this is...
Yeah, that's slow churned. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's one of those things, like... I got to have people coming over if I'm going to buy.
Yes. So you don't need a little.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Any guesses on Vermont's favorite flavor?
Maple.
Hang on. It's tough because that's where Ben and Jerry are from.
Ah, fair enough.
Or is Miles right? Is it something simple like state thing?
It's no, not quite. It goes well on sandwiches.
On sandwiches?
Peanut butter.
Oh, all right.
Peanut butter ice cream.
South Dakota's favorite is the greatest ice cream of all time.
Rocky Road?
Cookies and cream, close.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were a Rocky Road guy.
South Carolina has a favorite flavor that sounds like it comes from a little bit further south.
Peach.
Peach ice cream, very good.
Yeah, makes sense.
Haven't had that, but it sounds...
It's fine.
I think it'd be more peaches and cream flavor, wouldn't it? Like you'd go with a vanilla with some peaches in there?
It's vanilla and peaches.
Yeah.
Like if you get Breyers or Dryers out here,
it's
typically chunks of peach.
Right.
So the ice cream isn't really peach flavored. It's just there's peaches in the vanilla.
See, I don't want that.
South Carolina, though, that also feels like a barbecue or a soul food thing.
Yeah. That,
finish it off with some peach ice cream.
That's why I hate strawberry ice cream, because sometimes I'll put pieces of strawberries in there, and I'm like, no, not in my ice cream.
Really? I want artificial flavor.
Yeah. I just want that.
Man, some fresh strawberries and some strawberry ice cream is bomb. I'm sorry. I'll disagree with you on that one. Our friends in the south of Oregon, they like a more floral ice cream, see.
Lavender
ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you want something that tastes like a flower?
I would like it for a bite, and then I'd be done.
It's not bad.
I love the scent of lavender.
Sure. I like the smell of gasoline, too.
Yeah.
North, North Dakota's favorite flavor of ice cream. Again, we're going with every state's favorite flavor of ice cream. North Dakota goes with one that I think is a good flavor, but it's, again, one that I take in very small doses. Caramel or salted caramel.
Ooh, I like that, yeah.
Down. Would go great, but again,
down.
I need it mixed with something else. I need a
my mouth.
Little scoop of caramel and a scoop of something else.
Really?
Yep. Yep, okay. Yep. Maine, your daughter would love Maine's favorite
blueberry
ice cream.
That's all the hint you need to get.
Blueberry ice cream is pretty good.
I don't know if I've even ever seen that.
It's either that or chicken flavored ice cream. So I figured out
chicken fingers,
chicken finger flavored ice cream.
Has
anybody had the fried chicken ice cream yet? That looks like fried chicken.
No.
Oh, it looks like a drumstick.
Okay,
but it's like cornflakes on the outside, and then I want to say it's like vanilla ice cream. But I mean, it looks like a drumstick.
Okay, nice.
Like fried chicken.
I like it. Go over to Kansas. I would not expect this to come out of Kansas. Matcha.
Really?
Oh. I know. That seems like something we'd have out here.
Yeah.
Matcha ice cream out of Kansas. I have not gotten on the matcha trend. I don't think I've even tried it, so I can't give it too much judgment. But I look at it, and I know I'm not going to like it.
Much like French macaroons, Ted. Overrated.
Okay.
Not bad, but just for all the hype it gets, it's like, okay, this is fine.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like it's a lot of hype, and it's just like it looks pretty.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, everybody's girlfriends and wives like it, so we kind of like it.
And it's green, so it makes you think it's healthy.
Yeah. Seriously.
Every state's favorite ice cream flavor. We go to Indiana, which, again, very seasonal, very end-of-the-year seasonal.
End-of-the-year seasonal.
Ooh. Peppermint.
Really?
Why is that end of the year?
Christmas.
Oh,
that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I feel like generally the candy cane is the most peppermint people eat.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ted.
You know what? You're not wrong, man. I don't know that I eat peppermint outside.
I was thinking gum.
But like, seriously, even like those little peppermint candies.
All the time.
Like, when's the last
little
time?
Round ones?
Yeah. Even those, like, it's very rare to eat one outside of December.
But they're in every restaurant, but you won't grab them on the way out.
No, because they're not that great.
They're not bad.
Look, if I need a breath mint, I would grab one.
Okay.
But as a piece of candy, not the Andes, those I grab by the handful.
All right.
Yeah.
Or the spearmint, the green ones.
The green ones are good.
Yeah.
Hawaii's favorite ice cream, very on brand.
Pineapple.
Close. The worst one.
Macadamia nut.
Yep.
The worst one.
Oh, macadamia nut ice cream would actually probably be pretty good. Not going to lie. That'd be a pretty good one. Georgia. Very nice. Butter pecan.
Yeah, it makes sense, man.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know if I've ever had that in ice cream form.
Really?
No, that sounds great.
God, I haven't had that, but that sounds good.
When I was a kid, my father bought that. He always bought vanilla and butter pecan.
That is an old school one. That's right.
I've had praline. I don't know if I've had pecan.
Ooh, I have not had praline.
Yeah.
Florida is very much like Kansas and where it seems very trendy. However,
Oakley.
What it's consistent of is very consistent with Florida. It's made of tapioca. Boba. Boba flavored
ice cream. Boba ice cream.
You guys have ever had pistachio ice cream?
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yes, man,
is that good?
Yes, sir.
He's a whiz.
New Mexico and New York. Favorite flavor is pistachio ice cream.
All right. Okay. All right.
I don't buy it, but every time I have it, I'm like, this might be my favorite ice cream.
It's so good.
It's bomb. So there you go with the more creative flavors. Here we go. Only two states have chocolate as their favorite flavor. Illinois and Wisconsin.
All right, Illinois and Wisconsin. Good for you.
To have Neapolitan ice cream.
Strawberry ruins that.
New Jersey.
Doggone it, Miles, your hatred of strawberry.
It does.
It does, though.
Not New Jersey.
Have you ever seen anybody dig out of a Neapolitan container?
Yes.
It's always strawberry that's left.
Strawberry's left.
There's never a time where you're like,
it breaks
oh my
up
God,
the two.
There's no strawberry left. It's just chocolate and vanilla. Said no one ever.
It breaks up the two.
No, it doesn't.
But it doesn't need to be.
It's like
there.
Someone's drawing a line, like, get this crap away
Miles
from me.
Miles is right, man. But, you know, after like a week, when you open the lid on that thing,
it's strawberry.
The chocolate's
you're
gone.
You're like, damn it.
The vanilla's gone.
Because you're scooping it wrong. You're supposed to go across.
You're supposed to avoid
the strawberry's there.
Yes, exactly.
If you there on YouTube think that Miles is crazy, it's because Washington's favorite flavor is Neapolitan ice cream along with Oklahoma.
What are we doing?
Arizona loves the classic Rocky Road.
That makes sense.
All right.
Three went with vanilla ice cream.
Only three.
Huh. Tell me Utah is one of them.
Utah is indeed one of them.
They just can't escape themselves.
Who else is it? You got Utah. Who else needs...
Is it as vanilla as Utah?
They're all on this side of the river.
Nebraska.
Not Nebraska.
I'd have guessed Kansas.
Wyoming.
Wyoming is number two.
Colorado.
Not Colorado. Our boring friends over to the east there.
Idaho?
Idaho.
Ah, makes sense.
Like vanilla.
It's white.
Only white ice cream.
Yeah. It's all I'm going to eat here. We're Idaho.
Which is funny. When I was in high school, I felt like all the white guys ate chocolate and all the black guys,
ate vanilla. Yeah, my dad's a big vanilla guy.
Four states pick chocolate chip ice cream. You got Colorado, Missouri, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Nothing wrong with a good chocolate chip ice cream.
That makes sense for Pennsylvania as well.
You're right.
It's
not exciting. It's just vanilla ice cream, and every once in a while, you get this chocolate bit in your teeth.
I'm down with that.
To me, it seems more plain than vanilla ice cream. Would you rather have
feel like they put less effort into the actual ice cream part because they're going to mask it with the chocolate chips than they do with just vanilla ice cream versus with flavor?
Chocolate chip cookie dough or chocolate chip ice cream?
Dough. Give me the chocolate chip cookie.
Because four states love cookie dough ice cream. Alaska, Massachusetts, Montana, and New Hampshire.
Cookie dough ice cream is pretty hard to beat.
Yes.
Alabama, Delaware, D.C., Iowa, Louisiana, and North Carolina all like this very special and happy flavor. Birthday cake.
Okay.
Yeah. A little goes a long way with birthday cake.
The older you get, the
tastes
more...
Like cake?
It's got a little cake dough in it. It's got a very frosting flavor to it.
All right. Sometimes it's almost like yellow cake
with
like the sprinkles in there. I like plain-ass birthday cakes. I think that's awesome.
Hell yeah. And then The number one ice cream that is beloved in Arkansas, California, Connecticut, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, Ohio, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Suck it, Miles. Strawberry ice cream.
Is that number one?
That is number one in 15 states.
You can have it.
Love strawberry ice cream.
Take it. Take all you want. Seriously.
Miles, I've got good news and bad news. Good news, a man in Spain didn't have brain cancer like he thought he did.
What's the bad news?
Tell you at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin-Kita! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Austin-Kita! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast our friends north of the border in Ottawa, Canada. That's right. Like a lot of cities that are super urban, they've decided they want to add a lot of green spaces, or just say pedestrianized parts of the town, specifically downtown. So they're creating all these pocket parks, etc., just getting people to play with their kids, take the dog for a walk, et cetera, et cetera. Not a bad thing, but as Canada is a country that speaks two languages, both French and English, they printed the street signs promoting this in both French and in English. Unfortunately, there's a small typo on the French signs that have been posted around town. So I'm sure I'm going to say this wrong, but the bright purple posters should have read Place Publique, which basically just means public park or public square. All right. So the ones in English do, in fact, say that. The ones in French were supposed to say that. Turns out, much like English, they left the L out of public. So now it reads pubic. And yes, that does, in fact, translate to pubic. So if you speak French and you're looking at these big purple signs all over
pubic
Ottawa,
park.
Pubic places.
Pubic places,
man. And with arrows and everything. They were up for about a week before they finally caught the typo. Canada, they were pretty cool about it. They said, hey, we accept human error. It's just our responsibility to take the signs down.
Yep.
So they fixed it. But yeah, so if you spoke French and you're looking for a pubic place, yeah, they're all over Ottawa. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tunnies.
Down the hola, bitchola. All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.